Blackstone Audio presents Recollections and Letters by Robert E. Lee. Chapter 1. Services in the United States Army. Captain Lee, of the Engineers, a hero to his child, the family pets, home from the Mexican War, 3 years in Baltimore, superintendent of the West Point Military Academy, lieutenant colonel of 2nd Cavalry, suppresses John Brown raid at Harper's Ferry, commands the Department of Texas. The first vivid recollection I have of my father is his arrival at Arlington after his return from the Mexican War. I can remember some events of which he seemed a part when we lived at Fort Hamilton, New York, about 1846, but they are more like dreams, very indistinct and disconnected. Naturally so, for I was at that time about 3 years old. But the day of his return to Arlington, after an absence of more than 2 years, I have always remembered. I had a frock or blouse of some light wash material, probably cotton, a blue ground dotted over with white diamond figures. Of this I was very proud, and wanted to wear it on this important occasion. Eliza, my mammy, objecting, we had a contest, and I won. Clothed in this, my very best, and with my hair freshly curled in long golden ringlets, I went down into the large hall where the whole household was assembled, eagerly greeting my father, who had just arrived on horseback from Washington, having missed in some way the carriage which had been sent for him. There was visiting us at this time Mrs. Lippitt, a friend of my mother's, with her little boy Armistead, about my age and size, also with long curls. Whether he wore as handsome a suit as mine, I cannot remember, but he and I were left together in the background, feeling rather frightened and awed. After a moment's greeting to those surrounding him, my father pushed through the crowd, exclaiming, "Where is my little boy?" He then took up in his arms and kissed, not me, his own child in his best frock, with clean face and well-arranged curls, but my little playmate, Armistead. I remember nothing more of any circumstances connected with that time, save that I was shocked and humiliated. I have no doubt that he was at once informed of his mistake and made ample amends to me. A letter from my father to his brother, Captain S.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?